I think one of the most important things that we have to ask ourselves is, why do we feel the need to be able to step up and find whether there's an offense or not, when we should just let the people who are most likely to be affected by it determine why we should be feeling a certain way? And so that's women. And if women don't like it, guess what? We have to figure out why they don't like it and try to meet them at where their understanding is. And if we don't know, we need to shut up and listen a little bit more. And I think that that's something that people have, when you're in the quote-unquote dominant group, everyone occupies multiple layers of privilege or marginalization to some point. You have to just find out what the pieces where you're the majority group. That means there are basic advantages of being a part of that group. As us as guys and talking about sports, the assumption is guys know a ton about sports. And with Chris Collinsworth making the statement, I was blown away with it, comes off as very patronizing to women. Is that basically the underlying assumption is women don't typically know a lot about sports, which is sexist. And so that's what it's that next layer that it seems innocuous on its surface, but underneath there's a sexist assumption. And so even when saying something that's positive, like I'm African American, someone says to me, "Oh, you speak so well. You know, you present yourself so great." Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I'm not sounding spectacular exactly, but the writing assumption underneath that is typically African Americans do not, and so in it is a racist assumption. And so when we think about talking about some of these issues, is we have to add another layer of analysis than what we may see on the surface. And I think that's not what Chris Collinsworth. I don't think he was attempting to be a sexist person by saying what he said. But he, right. But what women identified to him was a blind spot. So just because you have a blind spot doesn't necessarily mean you're sexist or racist. It just means that you occupy a space where you may not necessarily know everything about everything. It's okay not to know everything about everything. We're all learning and evolving people. And so you should not take offense when you're corrected about a blind spot. Instead, be welcome to learning. And even if you have to apologize, that's quite okay. No, say, "Hey, I'm learning." If you speak in a way that shows that you genuinely and earnestly want to understand a particular group, then those groups will forgive you and allow you to learn.
It's interesting because I'll always run it by my significant other, right? Try to get her opinion on it. Try to get some female guests on to talk about issues when these things come up. But then the flip side of it, and I just said it like 10 minutes ago, then I also feel like sometimes you go on the air as a guy, older guy especially, that you're walking on eggshells, and then the solution to all of this is like, you know what, I guess I'll just stay away from talking about women in sports, which is not, that's not a good thing, but, you know, you're kind of, you feel like you're backed into a corner, and like you said, maybe that's part of being, included in a privileged group where you weren't challenged up until like the last 5-10 years.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to accept being challenged. Yeah. And don't take it as you're being attacked. And say, "Hey, you know what? My world, I've seen the world through this particular set of eyes. And guess what? You weren't challenged." And that's part of being part of a privileged group, that you're not challenged. I remember having a discussion with a woman once that you talked about a particular space where we were set to meet. And I had to think about where we were in terms of how the lighting was at the particular time of night. And we had to have a conversation about that. I knew that, but when me speaking up about it and her saying, "Hey, that was a great thing that you said that," I was thinking this, but I didn't have a way to really openly say this to you. But I really appreciate you seeing the space that other guys may have seen as a blind spot. And so it's that process of being proactive about saying, "I don't know everything. I want to be able to consider as much as I possibly can. But even if I'm called out, I'm not a bad dude." So just think, keep bringing the topic up and say, "Hey, I'm not a bad dude. I'm learning." If you want to learn, you can have the discussion to be open to being wrong.